Hey, everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 89. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are
Chuck,
Donnie,
Joe F.
And we got some sad news today that this is going to be Donnie's last podcast for the foreseeable future. He's going back to work.
You got to try at least make it for 100.
Yeah. That's going to be epic. Not really, but.
Just going to make it last for all you listener out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means we get plus one listener, right, Donnie?
Oh, dear. There we go.
There you go, double it.
There we go. So there's one good thing coming from this. Okay.
You can just call from work.
Yeah, call in. They won't mind. Is there any background noise there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You work in what, in a metal shop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scott Snyder don't call in anymore, so we need
to No, sadly, yeah.
Let's take a two-hour run.
We lost Scott when we lost Nick.
Yeah, just got on your Twitter, Colin, to see what the top holds of this week are.
And
Sean Gordon Murphy's on every post. Do you like him?
I do. I like him.
I see you have a whole stack of punk rock Jesus
trays. Not for long.
How'd they sell last week?
I sold out. I sold through 10 copies on Thursday.
10 copies on a trade. That's
yes,
crazy.
That
that's
is real crazy.
On
yeah, that's my reorder.
The price on it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like $16.99. Yeah. Yeah.
For six issues?
Yeah.
That is good. Less than $3 an issue.
Beat $16.99 for three issues of Marvel.
We were having fun. Of course, I had to slam Marvel, but as I was checking my reorder, I had to reorder a Carnage trade, and it was five issues, and it's, a solid quarter-inch thick for $19.99, yet Dark Horse just came out with a beautiful hardcover of Mind Management. That thing is eight issues. It's that one on the corner there, Donnie. Big hardcover, at least an inch thick, also $19.99. And it's just, a value thing, It's just kind of crazy. So I figured I'd start a little bit with the great saga escapade that happened yesterday online, where apparently people thought that Apple wouldn't allow them to sell it digitally because of gay sex. And that was the thing going around, and people were slamming Apple, and there was great screaming and gnashing of teeth and stuff online.
What am I reading?
And I thought it was hilarious, because I read the issue digitally as a preview. I'm like, there was what? The issue came in, I flipped through it. Again, I couldn't see it. So it's two very minor panels that didn't even need to be there. And
about the size of a stamp.
Yeah, about the size of a stamp. And it's not so much gay sex, it's just explicit sex. And then it turned out that it was Comixology who was being careful, and Apple didn't really care about it, and there was a great kerfuffle for absolutely no reason. But I do kind of wonder why you would put that kind of panel in a comic. Just it had nothing to do with the story.
What could have been pinned up? Hey, throw that in there.
Yeah, it's... You know what would make this great? Just one of the characters has a TV for a head, and it was on his TV screen, completely unrelated to anything that's going on in the book. But it certainly made great headlines, and I'm sure it got them a lot of press. So, just interesting, but it was one of those whole lot of hoopla about nothing. And one other thing, for weeks, Bleeding Cool has been reporting that in this issue of Walking Dead, Rick dies, and retailers better up their orders, and nobody's going to have enough, and these are already going for big money on eBay and stuff.
And the one that came out today.
Yeah. Rick didn't die in it.
Man.
So, but it's one of those things where, it's really easy for people to, say, oh, this is going to happen, and how come you didn't order enough and stuff? Well, he was wrong and just kind of went, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah, you'd think that would be a
it
lot
didn't happen.
News.
Yeah, but it's just a little frustrating in that regards because, I have no idea what's happening in the book. Before we place our order, sometimes I get digital previews, but at best they're 2 weeks before the book ships, long after I've already ordered it. So
I've been waiting for Rick to die for a long time.
He won't die. He's the main character of the book.
Carl could take over. Is he still
Yeah,
alive?
But mm-hmm. Would people still get it if it was Carl? Rick, I mean, you're attached to Rick. He's been, through all 109 issues. Carl wasn't even in the first couple. And Carl can get a little annoying and whiny.
Yeah, unless they introduce Comic Book Daryl and have him
yeah.
direct them.
Yeah, the people would follow Comic Book Daryl.
I'm surprised that they didn't do that. Right? Have a Comic Book Daryl.
That's true. They should have a Comic Book Daryl.
Who knows? Probably the TV show owns the rights to that character. I'm sure there's something. Like the new video game that came out is only Merle and Daryl because they didn't want to have to pay for the rights to the comic book characters.
Get out. That's crazy.
So, just, who knows? mass craziness going on.
Robert Kirkman isn't hurting for money.
No, he is not. So, Joe asked me for my top sellers from March in both comics and trades, and I sent it to him, and he's made a little flow chart here.
That's true. That's basically true. Well, last week when we were talking about the top pulls, it reminded me that, you know, it's been a few months since we last analyzed your sales.
Because you stopped showing up.
Well, I was saving it for this episode, this very minute, Colin.
But I just read an article, I think it was on CBR, Comic Book Resources, about talking about how Marvel's doing so well with the number ones, but they're not holding their numbers, and their numbers are dropping dramatically down the line. And the reason that they're showing the high sales difference between over DC is because they keep rolling out more and more number ones with these really high numbers that balances the drops. It was interesting just reading that, and there's a good reason for that, and we can get to that when we get into your numbers. But Marvel is pushing the number ones, and they make a lot of incentives for the number ones. I was looking at the top sales charts, and the number one book just made me laugh, just because there's no reason in the world for that book to have been number one.
What's that?
Guardians of the Galaxy. There's no reason. People are talking about movie buzz. I'm like, they're still casting the movie. It's not coming out anytime soon. You know, it's not a summer movie. It might be summer 2 years from now.
Now, that was the national number one seller.
Right.
It didn't even chart on your list, though, Colin.
Yeah, it did.
But, oh, it did.
Yeah, it's number 23.
23.
But it charted because they had parties. They had, I mean, in order to have a party, I would have had to order 83 copies of that book.
Double what
so,
actually
and
left
double
store.
Right, double what I sold. So I did not order that many.
Did you sell through every copy that you ordered?
No, I think I ordered 50. Now, to be fair, I also did get in, I think, 25 copies of the variant. I did not put the variant, how the variant sold on here. But, yeah, something like that is, it's a manufactured number, which you get a lot with, I mean, the fact that it outsold Age of Ultron number one.
Yeah, I was gonna point that out.
So, because what Marvel will do, and they probably did it with Age of Ultron too. Even as you, anytime you see a number one for Marvel, it's typically it's exceed your order of something and get an extra 5% or an extra 10% or an extra 15% discount. And when you actually sit down and run the numbers, sometimes like it worked this way for me with what was the last big event before this.
Well, I mean, for
AVX.
Last 2 years,
I was able to order 200, I think it was 205 copies of AVX number one for less than I could have ordered, I think, like 75.
We've noted consistently with, like, Fear Itself, AVX, for the last 2 years, all of Marvel's big miniseries that they started with a number one on have dominated the sales chart, even if it was not critically acclaimed like Fear Itself was. And, you know, looking at it now, Age of Ultron is right near the top, competing with Batman number 18.
Right.
So DC's
now Age of Ultron will I mean it's an event. It's the big event and number 1 had a foil cover. It had, and you know then you can get into all the different variants. I think that one had like 11 different variants on it or something insane. So when you get into that, you do get people to go a little bit crazy with numbers, you know, in the hopes of being able to turn that variant. You know, gosh, if I, you know, I'm going to order 75, if I order 100, I get a 1 in 100 book that maybe if I only sell for 50, is still going to cover the cost of those extra books, but it gives me a chance to sell. So, and same with Wolverine. I'm sure Wolverine had something. So taking those out, not out, I mean, not to disregard them, but, you know, Superior Spider-Man is doing very, very well. Where is that on my list? Yeah, it's 6 on my list. It's 8 nationally.
How do you explain the large difference between Superior Spider-Man, the next issue?
I just had there's not a big
number
difference.
Number 30.
For me?
Yeah, number 30 versus number 6.
Isn't it 11?
Oh, number 6, because that was the Age of Ultron tie-in. Which wasn't really a Superior Spider-Man issue.
That was 6AU.
Yes.
Number 6AU is the one all the way down the chart.
Right.
That's what you said. Yeah, I see. Number 6 is an 11.
Yeah, but if you look at me, I'm number 5 and number 6. There was a 7-copy difference for me, but that could just be a case of the time of the month that it came out.
Can you believe that? They tricked us adding an AU.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and notice how, you know, but I had to order it like a regular one. So I sold 53 copies of number 6, but I only sold 37 copies of 6AU. And my problem is on that, I have to balance the people getting Age of Ultron who aren't getting Superior Spider-Man that are going to want that book mm-hmm. versus the people that are getting Superior Spider-Man that don't want that book. And I had to try to figure, you know, and it's all guesswork. There's no way to know.
Well, and one of the things that
a little
I
more
thought...
noise, Donnie, please. Thank you. You got a can you can crinkle?
Pretty soon the ambulance is going to come through with the siren blaring. Colin, one of the most interesting things was a new title, East of West, is selling on par with Uncanny X-Men here in the store. What is that?
Well, it was a number one, and to be honest with you, I sold out, and that reflects every copy I ordered. So it may have done better, uh-huh. but it there, sold out.
There's the soundbite. Colin sold out.
Yeah, there you go. No, and it's...
it's an image number one.
Right, it's an image number one. It's Hickman. I thought 25 was pretty strong. I'm selling about 15 copies of Manhattan Projects, uh-huh. so I thought 25 was kind of bold. The artist, Nick Dragotta, isn't any big draw himself, mm-hmm. so it was really just Hickman.
He did do X.
Other than Walking Dead, it's the only image title in the top 50.
For me? Probably. Yeah, there's not too many. There's really no image yeah. books. It's neat seeing Star Wars at number 33. Yeah. That's kind of cool. That, you know, by far my best-selling Dark Horse book ever.
Oh, yeah? Better than Hellboy?
Oh, yeah.
Hellboy in Hell?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so other than that, I haven't really looked at, compared my numbers to National, but they're probably going to be pretty close.
Yeah, that's something consistently, you're right in there. You know, local trends follow national trends, although there's usually an anomaly like Guardians of the Galaxy number one where Marvel played some sort of sales game and it doesn't match here in the real world.
Right.
Let's look at the trades.
Yeah, but overall, yeah, my numbers are pretty much right there. And you do have to remember nationally this is sell-in where my numbers are sell-through. Mm-hmm. So there is a little difference. Like I'm looking, you know, you have Avengers 7 and 8 within, you know, I'm sure they're within just a couple of themselves because nobody knows how to order these at this point mm-hmm. because they're shipping so fast. We can't tell if people are starting to drop or not, so there's no adjustment available. But to be honest, yeah, mine sold. I sold two less Avengers 8 than 7, but that could really just be because of when they shipped in the month.
Plus, you were saying Avengers varies a lot between issue to issue. Didn't you say Star-Lord or Star-Brand is the main character
that right now? And people don't seem to be super excited about that. Mm-hmm. Now, nationally, trade sales, again, this is sell-in. Uh-huh. So something like the Batman, you know, the Batman hardcovers are 1 and 2. I'm sure they're both on my list.
They are.
No, the trade paperback isn't. But this is more, you know, I'm going to order 6 copies of this. But I didn't sell 6 copies. But I want to make sure I have them on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're seeing that.
What do you think of Hawkeye, My Life as a Weapon, charting?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a really good book. Mm-hmm. It's a little frustrating right now because right now Marvel's sold out and it's out of print.
What, the trade paperback is out of print
already?
What?
Right. So now it's like, okay, you know, and I was reading Brian Hibbs made a comment. He's like, he sold so many copies of the issues, he didn't expect to be selling this many copies of the trade. So it's just, we don't know what to do about this one.
Mm-hmm. Breakout character from the movie, plus...
But it's not. It has nothing to do with the movie, because he and Black Widow are the stars of Secret Avengers, and I'm already down to single digits on that book.
Yeah.
So, it has nothing to do with the movie. It's the book. It's the combination of good writing and good art, mm-hmm. but it doesn't transfer over to Fraction's other work. So, I don't know...
What else is Fraction working on
right now? Right now, he's doing Fantastic Four and FF. Mm-hmm. Neither of which I was just reading that same article shows Fantastic Four is already below the pre-Marvel Now level.
Get out. Well, what about, so, what if you, well, it is two issue, it's two books, but it was two books before, too.
Right, but it was Hickman versus Fraction, so I don't, but, so why is that one failing yet Fraction's succeeding on Hawkeye? You know, it's, you know, and I'm guessing ordering this stuff.
Do you think it has anything to do with the one-and-done stories versus the large, overarching plot line?
Yeah. It's got good buzz, but then, like, when the trade came out, I ordered 5,
uh-huh.
And they just sat. They sat for 2 or 3 weeks. I didn't sell one, and then all of a sudden, boom, they were all gone.
Really?
So, I don't know. Walking Dead's still strong. That's going to start to wane just with the TV show not on the air. Mm-hmm. It'll probably get a little bump this summer when they do, you know, they rerun all the episode in some big marathon, probably around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
The one that really surprised me, Batman Death in the Family, new edition for me. Now, granted, I only sold three copies, but I've had those forever, like on the half-off trade shelf for like $2 or $3. So they come in all the time. But yeah, if you look, I mean, look, there's a lot of Walking Dead, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Batman books in my top 16. And some of these are, you know, Killing Joke, Long Halloween, you know, Death in the Family. Batman just sells. Now, Girl Comics, now I'm just seeing that on the list. That's an aberration only in the sense that was on my... I ordered those in bulk and from the Marvel sale and been selling them at half off. So that's why there. But Revival being on there, that's one I've been pushing. Same with the X-Men Omnibus. That was just a case. That was a half off sale that I got in three and sold all three. And I was one of the three.
How did Grim Fairy Tales sell so much?
Because it's a $9.99 book that I have right on that rack, right at the front door, and people are seeing it and going, hey. So that's worked out really well. Archer and Armstrong, again, that's $9.99 introductory volume. All the Valiant stuff has been selling well because they priced it well. You know, give it a shot. Here's $4 or four issues, $9.99, first full story arc. I think they did a real good job pricing that.
The hardcover for the Night of the Owls in the City Owls, I'm kind of surprised it's not a little bit higher.
Yeah, I mean, as I'm selling 100 copies of each of the books, I'm not surprised it isn't
not as many
higher. Yeah,
bothering with the trade.
Yeah, especially it's like a $30 hardcover. So,
Colin, how do you explain the relative low sales of the book Saga? Nationally, it's charting, but it doesn't chart until outside of the top 50 locally. That's both for trades and singles.
I mean, it sells well, but again, it's not... I mean, when you look at the core books that are selling, it's superheroes. And Walking Dead, but again, tying with the TV show, Walking Dead never did that great for me. It was in the 20s before the TV show and all that stuff. Saga, it's just... I don't want to say it's a harder sell. It's just a different audience. And it sells... I mean, I sell a lot, but not as much. And
do you guys think Saga has... potential for bigger things, movie, TV show down the way?
I don't know about movie.
Here's hoping. I could use the money.
Yeah.
Because you have the originals. Okay.
Yeah, that I don't know. And even the trade, I haven't... Well, I sold a copy of the trade today, but it's... The trade, again, that's a $9.99 trade. That's a great deal. But I sold a ton of them, just it's, you know, slacked off a little bit here.
I'm surprised about the volume one of The Walking Dead. There must be more people, more new people coming in.
Yep. Every week.
It's getting them in the store.
Every week I'm reordering. I probably ordered it, got in almost, well, I got in three copies of number one because I had sold out. And I got in, I'm selling the hardcovers, I'm selling the compendiums. Just Walking Dead is still.
You think any regular customer would have bought it.
But it's new people. It's all new people.
Are they buying word of mouth when they come?
Typically, no. They're just getting that. But then,
it's getting them in the door, though.
Getting them, exactly. That's what I always said. Anytime the marketing guys came with, you know, great ideas and stuff, I said, I just need to get them in the door. Let me, you know, if I don't need to advertise a sale, I don't need to advertise this kind of stuff. I just need to literally get them in the door, and they'll find something for them. I certainly have more than enough stuff here.
So, what printing is the hardcover that on now?
The Walking Dead?
Volume one. It's got to be.
It's probably been a bunch.
It's got to be close to 10. Maybe more than that now.
And if you're interested in getting The Walking Dead, come in now because they just switched number one from. They raised the price from $9.99 up to $14.99, but for some reason when I reordered it, I keep getting the $9.99 version. So if you want it, they're cheap now, but they're going to be going up as soon as they run out of these. So just playing havoc with my POS system because some I get in are $14.99, some are $9.99, but they all have the same barcode and everything. So it's a little confusing for that. So anything else?
Oh, I mean, as long as we're on the subject of Walking Dead, the most interesting thing to me about Walking Dead is every issue, every back issue, even the back issue from last month, is worth money.
Yeah.
Like, big money, like $10, $15, and then you go back 6 months ago, they're $20, $30. And even, like, when they did the reprints of The Walking Dead Weekly, those are going for $20, $30. And for key issues, I saw issues... at the Steel City convention over the weekend like the first Michonne of the reprint series was going for $40.
The reprint,
which is funny because I actually stopped ordering those right before that. I stopped ordering with number 18 because they weren't selling. Mm-hmm. I was ordering two copies and they weren't selling, and I'm like, "What's the point of this?"
Uh-huh.
You know, you can get the trade. Why would you want to buy a reprint of the issues? It just never made sense to me. And then it got, but that's because everything blew up after that, and no one was ordering those to have back issues. And even like today, I had one guy buy five copies of the new issue that came out today. So I can't plan for that when I'm ordering. Uh-huh. And I don't want to get stuck with five extra copies. So it's a very delicate balance.
Maybe he didn't get the memo that Rick don't die.
Maybe. I don't know.
I was going to ask, do you think he thinks that it's going to go up?
He's probably at home reading it.
Clip?
What the hell?
If Rick did die, that would have been a good five issues.
I'd like to return four of these.
Good way to spend $30.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work that way, but
I'm surprised the Red Lanterns trade sold at 21st nationally.
Remember, that's order in. It's just stores ordering into the store, not so much sold. So
when I talk to people in the store, Red Lanterns is not highly regarded.
No, it's definitely the least of the...
I bought like the first five, and I just... it's not very good.
Now it's going to have new writers, so that whole thing is going to have new writers. We'll see where it goes, but... I had a little fun yesterday. I guess I was a little slow, so I decided to get on Twitter, and I just... John Byrne. Uh-huh. Very controversial. He made a comment that I'm going to read, and it rubbed me the wrong way, so I responded. He never responded back to me, so which is kind of good, so maybe he doesn't feel I'm a troll or something. Mm-hmm. But he posted this. He said, "As we are all too well aware, the success or failure of a comic book title in today's market depends almost entirely on the decisions made by the relative handful of people who own, manage comic shops. Potential readers much pass through this filter," in quotes, if the store guy doesn't want to order a new title, those potential readers are, as they say, SOL. So I read that, and it kind of annoyed me. And I was, it's awful generic to say that we control whether a book succeeds or fails. Mm-hmm. And I responded, but Eric Larson, I was happy, did make a comment. He said, "True to an extent, but most retailers are in business to stay in business, and they don't want their customers going elsewhere." And I also responded saying, I said, "No store isn't going to order a book it thinks it can sell. With the quantity of stuff out there, it's a daunting task." And I also responded one other thing. And nobody responded, so I thought I was going to get in a fight, but I didn't. I said, "Give us more than a cover and a vague solicit to know what we are ordering. Current previews has has 2,301 line items in it." So I have to try to figure out how to order that. And my guess is he has a new book out called Doomsday Point One, which Pat told me, I didn't realize, is a redo of an old Charlton book called Doomsday Plus One, mm-hmm. which is basically like an end of the world thing. Uh-huh. And I looked at the solicit, and it said it was talking about the Mayans were, you know, we thought the Mayans were wrong, but they weren't. They were right, and it's these guys on a space station see the world destroyed by a solar flare and have to come back to Earth to face the devastation. And it's like, okay, but that would have been great if it came out in December, when people were talking about it, and I'm like, it's a John Byrne book, and it's going to sell to the same people that buy John Byrne books. I'm like, so the success or failure is dependent on you. You know, can you reach a bigger audience? Why is it on my shoulders to try to make your book reach more people? You know, I have, you know, how many books do I have on the shelf? I can't promote every single one. And I can't say this is going to be a great book because I don't know anything more than what you guys see in the previews. I don't have, you know, anything extra. So I just, it just annoyed me. Just, you know, hey, there's a lot more going on here than us going, "I'm not ordering this book. I don't like him."
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, when you say 2,301 things in previews. No,
that's just line items. So that could include every variant, every toy, every game, everything in there. But that's how many line items there are.
How does that compare to what was in previews in 2006 when you opened?
No idea.
Yeah?
Probably about the same, because 2006 was a boom. So.
Oh, yeah?
It would probably be about the same.
What about, let's see. So didn't they do something within the last 4 years or so, where they made it so that an independent title had a tougher time penetrating.
It was they've actually loosened that, but it wasn't so much. They had a harder time getting into previews because they set a minimum. Diamond actually sat down and said, we can't offer everything. Because if something comes in and gets 40 orders, that's not feasible for Diamond to bother distributing it.
Yeah,
it doesn't make – it costs them money. Well, not even them printing it, but just them distributing it. They're going to lose money trying to distribute, you know, and make their money back on that few copies. So they did put in some requirements that it has to reach – it has to sell X amount. I don't know what the amount was. It might have been a dollar amount or it might have been a quantity amount.
Mm-hmm.
And they also put a... I think they got a little stricter... How do you say this nicely? The books had to be more professional. They had to... I think they had to submit like a finished thing or at least PDFs or digital files for Diamond to review to see if it met... I don't want to say a quality standard, but... a professional enough standard. Because I know when I first opened, I was ordering like one of just about anything. And there were some books that came in that, you know, the kids at the high school could have done a better job on.
Oh, really?
Just, you know, just art-wise. I don't know about story, but when you flip through it and look at the art and you just go, gah, you know, this is bad.
Well, I mean, comics.
Right.
Art's pretty important.
Right, but remember, I'm just going by, especially in the previews in the back section, like you said, a postage stamp picture. And typically the cover was not by the same guy doing the inside, so you don't know what you're getting. And they could have this very, you know, grand idea, but it might not pay off. So they came down a little bit, being a little stricter. And I think that's that is a problem for the creators. And that's why the digital stuff is very appealing to them, because there's no one judging them. They can put their stuff out there. But I think Diamond basically has to run it as a business. So people don't like it because it's a monopoly. And on that, you know, you have to do whatever you have to do to get into the book, but there has to be some gatekeeper, because, you know, I'm relying on Diamond to say, okay, you know, this book looks good, Diamond must have enough faith in it that they're putting it in the book. You know, I don't pay attention to their staff picks or their certified cool stuff, but...
Is Diamond a monopoly?
Well, it's not a technical monopoly, and it's not really. It's a monopoly... If you want to get your book into my store, and I pretty much only order through previews, yes, you're going to have a harder time getting the book in my store. But it's not a monopoly per se, like legally, it's not a monopoly. Because when you think, the easiest way to think of a monopoly is think back to the phone company back in the 80s. If you wanted to make a phone call, you had to use Bell.
Okay.
And so that was a monopoly. That was your only choice. But now, if you want to buy a comic book, how many different places can you buy a comic book?
There's only one to
meet. Right, Colin. No, but I'm just saying, you can buy it many places, so it's not a monopoly. It's like saying, you know, Coke's a monopoly on being able to get Coke. Well, you can only buy it from Coke. Well, that's because it's Coke. And also because they're also, it's just a case of them being the last man standing. Marvel, DC, everybody signed exclusive deals with them. So there can't, you can't, no one else can distribute their books, but that was Marvel's choice.
Okay.
So the only place I can order Marvel comics is from Diamond, but that was Marvel's choice, not anything Diamond did. So
I see.
It is, but it isn't. It's the only place I can order, you know, those comics. I could order other comics direct from publishers, and I, you know, I wish I had the time to go on different websites. There's this one somebody was wanting to order, and it's like, okay, I'm going to have to look into it and order it direct from the. You know, probably pay retail to get it in, and it's just, or even there was a book out that Sean brought in, Sacrifice, that I think is being reprinted as a trade in the current book, that you could only order direct from the creator.
So well,
I think
it was good about
it
that.
Was Sam. Well, and plus, I'm sure James Syme at Isotope, who I was tweeting with today.
Oh yeah,
he gave me a high five through Twitter. Sweet. How cool is that? he actually did. He put in parentheses high five. Might have more time or get more buzz and hear about things coming down the pike and things like that. Hey, you should really check this out. Oh, it goes to the website. I don't get that as much. You know, I get very little, and I just don't have time to be surfing the internet looking at stuff. It's just, there's only so much time in the day.
Oh, I know.
Is this MR in parentheses?
Oh, I knew someone was going to ask that.
Oh, that's mature. Oh. Mature readers. So that's
censored
that,
for your for your protection, Donnie.
Like Saga. See, Saga is MR.
Oh, okay.
That's called, that was a cut and paste error.
Yeah, that it's because I didn't have the cell wide enough on Excel. So
I expected better from you.
But just here, let's go back to this chart just for a second, just so I can bash Marvel some more, because you know I like to do that.
Yeah.
But not totally, but I'm just looking, like, Fantastic Four is selling at the level of Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd think something, Fantastic Four should be a more prestigious, you know, what does it say, World's Greatest Comic Magazine across the top? Mm. Cable and X-Force Iron Man selling below Green Lantern Corps.
Iron Man is on your figures. Cable and X-Force, Uncanny X-Men. I don't see, what was the first one you mentioned?
What, Teen Titans?
We got Thor on here.
Thor's selling very well.
Yeah. Would you say Thor is the breakout hit from Marvel now?
Sales-wise, not really.
What about critical
acclaim? People are like, well, I don't know about critically acclaimed. People are liking it far more than they were liking the prior run. Mm-hmm. I mean, the numbers on the Marvel stuff is all up for me.
Actually, you cannot argue with Superior Spider-Man.
No, not at all. No.
In the top 10.
No, that's X-Men one I was selling.
Your all-new X-Men.
Yep.
On your list, not on store.
Yeah.
One. Or, I mean, not on the Nation one.
Yeah. Well, and there's... The one thing with Uncanny is that was that had a prior title, so that was easier to move people into. Hey, you were getting Uncanny X-Men. Here's the new Uncanny. Okay, yeah, I'll get it. All New X-Men was a completely new title that people didn't know, and then I was sold out of issues, and they couldn't get, and it just... Same thing with Wolverine number one. Now, Wolverine number two just came out today, so I don't know how well it's doing. But that was easy. I just, you know, threw that in everybody's folder that got the prior Wolverine. I'm liking Thor right now a whole lot. But yeah, just when I saw that nationally, you know, not to belittle Teen Titans, but it's certainly not a top-tier book. And to see Fantastic Four just barely above it. Cable and X-Force. So they're dropping kind of quick.
Are they? That's tough.
It wasn't.
It hasn't been that good.
Excellent book.
No.
I really liked the scene in the first issue. I browsed it. I really like the scene in the first issue where he's like, this arm's the most ridiculous thing I've ever worn.
Yeah.
And that means something for me. Because he's worn
I thought the first two issues were all right, and then it just got wacky. I quit getting it.
Yeah, both X-Force's books are definitely not doing what the prior one was doing.
Cable and the X-Force just jumped around too much time-wise. That was the same thing that was going on with Batwoman.
Cable's a time traveler, man. Come on.
Well, he's a time traveler, but it's like, okay, this page is the past, this page is the present, this page is the past.
Yeah, so you've got to be a time traveler to understand. You know,
there's a lot of books that are doing that now. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped reading Batwoman, because
that's one of them, yeah.
I mean, they're probably not doing it still.
The last issue, the Batman Detective Comics was like that. But that one kind of... I don't know, it kind of fell in place right there, I guess, because the way it read.
What, 900?
Yeah, really, it really was 900.
Or, yeah.
Jumped around in
the Man-Bat stories,
like
yeah.
Like, went back in time to number 900. What'd you guys think about Thanos last week? Thanos Rising?
Oh, that was pretty cool.
I liked it. I didn't care for the art, though.
Yeah? That was the breakout hit. Colin, it was not in your top pulls of the week, but it did make one of the top sellers.
Okay. Well, I mean, number one, it's again getting movie buzz for a movie that's not coming out for a while. They keep coming out with these books, but I don't.
So when the movie does come out,
they should just put the movie banner at the top of the books, even though it's not coming out for a few years.
Yeah. When it does come out, what's going to happen to like the sale of all these books if they're even still printing them?
Well, you know, they'll probably have the trades out. You know, the idea is have the trade out by the time the movie comes out.
I see.
That is a good idea.
I think that's, well, yeah.
Actually, what they're probably going to do is release it a year after a movie comes out, like do with the Iron Man 2
That would be pretty adaption. Funny if Guardians of the Galaxy got canceled before the movie even came out.
It could happen.
Not saying it will happen, but it certainly could, because, I mean, it's not going to be, you know, the next big one is, what, Avengers next May? And then they'll have some others. But, yeah, I mean, like I see, they're still casting for Guardians. So it's certainly, I mean, it might be out next summer, but that might be a little quick.
I think they're really banking a lot on this movie. I never thought it was a real popular comic.
Never sold. I mean, they couldn't.
Any of the characters, I mean, I could really care less about any of them.
Yeah, they couldn't keep the series going.
That Avengers movie is going to have a lead into Guardians of the Galaxy. There's There's got to be some way they're going to hype that.
And then they're doing the Ant-Man movie, I guess, after all these. And that's another one I don't understand. Like, why would you do an Ant-Man movie?
Yeah, Hank Pym has never interested me much.
Hey, man, just wait till you see the end of Age of Ultron.
What? This one?
Yeah, well, no, in the current previews, it has that, cover. Yeah, his face bursting through.
Hmm. That's cool.
Maybe. Let's see.
I love Brian Hitch's artwork.
Well, he's done now.
What? He's done with the...
As of number five?
Yeah, five was his last issue, because he did it 2 years ago. He left the company a year ago.
I still like
the... drawing the next one.
The shocker that
Brandon
Vision
Peterson,
was back.
I think.
Even though Vision was brought back.
Right, I know, that's what I said. You know, all this stuff with the Vision, you're like, well, wait, he was already back. What
and now they're going to the Savage Land.
Yes, who loves the Savage Land?
What series do they not go to the Savage Land?
I remember that great series in Secret Event or Secret Invasion that was all in the Savage Land. You're just going, why? We have to have them fight. We'll take them to the Savage Land.
They got
to
have an excuse to use Sauron.
Yeah,
it's like, oh,
this is in Age of Ultron that we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, the entire Ultron's covering the whole Earth. Oh, we'll just go from New York City to the Savage Land. He'll never see us in this entire journey.
Is the Savage Land is it like a real world parallel to someplace? On Earth?
No, it's Antarctica.
Okay, so in Antarctica is the Savage Land of the Marvel Universe. Interesting.
So they just get there, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they could fly, you know, an airplane. Yeah.
They have to sneak around New York City, but they can take a flight out, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that one. But I'm feeling there's something missing. We missed an issue or something.
It'll be in a time travel issue in the future one. Should I tell you why?
Yes, now everything, yes, because Wolverine's going to do something.
Yeah.
That Wolverine. That wacky Wolverine.
That rascally Wolverine. Your top pulls for this week, Colin, were Batman.
Shocking.
Batman and?
Yes. Well, because it was Batman and Red Robin, but I didn't want to try to fit all that in.
Walking Dead. Uncanny X-Men.
Which, sadly, all mine came in damaged, so I didn't pull any of them. They'll be in tomorrow, but...
Oh, okay.
I just got one today.
You're crazy. A rebel, Donnie.
Yeah, so did
I. I don't see many people clamoring for Uncanny X-Men.
Oh, it's going to be it's gonna be so valuable.
Unless it's an important issue, I usually don't worry about it.
Also on that list, Avengers. Starring Starbrand. GL Core. Age of Ultron. Star Wars Saga, Uncanny Avengers, and Batgirl.
Sneaking up on the list.
Yeah, how'd Batgirl get in there?
Selling well.
Is Gail Simone still writing that?
Yep. Yep, no, that one's selling very well.
Well, it has one of the special covers on it, too, this week.
It does. But I didn't, you know, I don't think I had anybody add that to their list for the special. I might sell more off the shelf because of that.
But. Did you get anyone caring about the fact that Batman and Robin had, what's her name, on the gatefold?
They're making a big deal about it. I mean, I ordered a couple extra to come in a couple weeks just in case there was a big buzz. I don't know. I thought the issue was really good. I liked how they... Well, because it's Carrie Kelly from Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I know, but why the big deal?
Just, it was a big deal. It was a legitimate WTF cover. You know, you open that up and go,
yeah,
what?
I understand. I mean, why are people saying that? Why they put it on the cover? Does it ruin the inside?
No, she was on the inside, though.
Yeah,
it was like her introduction into the regular DC universe. Okay. Her first appearance.
Oh,
outside of Dark Knight Returns, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought she was just on the cover as like, aha, here's a...
No, she was in the book. No, a lot of the WTF covers have been quite good. Like the Green Lantern Corps was good with Mojo. A lot of them have been interesting.
Do you think she's going to stay Robin?
Yeah. She's not Robin. She's just in the book.
Well, do you think she's not Robin?
I doubt she'll become Robin. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But it was a neat introduction of her. She had an interesting role.
Robin's a guy's role. Even if he does wear green tights.
Jeez, man.
Apparently she won't age much from this point in time.
Right.
Dark Knight Returns. She's got the super soldier serum in her.
Could be. That reminds me, because, way back when that one Bucky from Heroes Reborn came through, whatever happened with that?
Did anybody watch the Dark Knight Returns animated movies?
No. Waiting for Netflix.
I saw that it came out on Redbox. I usually watch my movies on Redbox, but they only had Volume 2. I can't watch Volume 2 before I see Volume 1.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You know. That's what I've heard. Yeah, my problem was just I when I saw the first one, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is $15. The second half's going to be $15. I'm not paying $30 for something I'm going to watch once. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of said pass.
I went to Amazon route, so I didn't pay $15.
You're crazy, man. But yeah, I also realized that it's something, you know, I'll watch. I'd rather watch, you know, on Netflix or something, you know, I don't need to have. Mm-hmm. I have a box of movies behind you, Joe, that I don't even know if I've watched them all, so... Just Marvel animated stuff.
Mm-hmm. Your Deadpool fan base is nowhere near as large as...
No, and it's dropping
quickly.
I like
the last issue. Did anybody read it?
Mm-mm.
I did it, but that's where I'm stopping.
Yeah, it's been dropping steadily.
They did it... like it was drawn like it was like a 80s comic. I'm sure it was the 80s. Could have been maybe 70s. But I just like the way it looked.
They did that on purpose for stylistic.
Yeah, it's just a single story. They didn't continue the arc. But,
did he go back in time to the actual 70s?
Yeah. They kind of did it in a funny way.
Uh-huh.
But just the way it was drawn and printed, it was pretty neat. Like, they even put the little... Remember how the little color boards used to be at the top of every page? They even put those in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's funny. The reason that was a date coding thing, it was for every week, it had a different color so that they knew when they were sorting the books at the distributors.
Yeah.
That, like, all the blue ones should be together and all the green ones. Yeah, that's why those were there. Yeah.
Was it the same color the whole way through the book?
I don't recall now that you say that. Probably was, though.
Yeah, I always wondered that.
As my wife will say, all that's useless knowledge.
Yeah.
That's why I do this.
If only we could use your powers for good.
For good, yes, instead of
evil.
Needlessness. Okay, Donnie, what'd you read last week you liked?
Come back to me.
Chuck, what'd you read last week you liked?
I have to look up what I read last week.
Well, just the Detective Comics 19, or 900, however you want to look at it. I actually liked it. There was a story, a Bane story in there. It's going to continue in Talon, which makes me kind of want to start getting Talon again, because I had dropped it.
Sweet.
Uh-huh.
That's what I liked.
But, so you dropped Talon. I look at Talon as like the new 52 version of Ezreal.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that, I guess.
Who's doing the artwork on that? Gil March stuff?
I don't know who's doing it now. I don't know if it's the same.
I don't know.
People were not.
Uh-huh.
They change so often, you don't even know anymore.
It just didn't capture you, though?
I bought the first two or three, and I was like, yeah.
I read 0 and 1, and I didn't stick with it. I just get behind, and once I get behind, I was looking at the stack I brought back to the store today, because I had to bring back Uber number 1 or 0 for somebody.
Mm.
For me?
Yes. I read that. That was confusing. Good luck with that one. Yeah.
Okay. The art looks good.
Yeah, it's just it jumps around from place to place, and you're not quite sure who the people are, and it was
one of them books.
Very confusing. Just it's like he had this really big story to tell, and the editor said, "Okay, we need to cut these things down." I felt that way with a book called Rotten that came out a while back. It was kind of interesting. It was like a zombie western, which was kind of a neat take. But it jumped all over the place, and it was just like, I feel like there's pages missing or storyline missing, and somebody edited a lot of stuff out.
Hmm. 48 pages just ain't enough anymore.
48? We're lucky to get 20, man.
Wasn't that what this one was, though?
That one was big, yeah. That one, there was a lot in there. But again, yeah, it was just confusing. I'll be interested to hear your take on that next week.
I'll try to read it last so I remember it by the time next week.
There you go. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember what I read from last week.
Yeah, I can't remember what the crap came out last week. Other than Spider-Man. Spider-Man, I was against it at first, but
yeah,
I'm liking it.
I'm intrigued to find out what happens in 9.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be the big game changer.
Sorry.
I read 8 that comes out next week, so I have an inkling what happens in 9. And I can see people getting angry about it, so... Pretty much as angry as they got at 700, so we'll see.
Here we go again.
So yeah. Peter Parker's not back then, is he?
Right, I have a feeling he might not be back ever.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun!
What? How could this be?
I know.
It sounds like it's going to shake the core of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Like never before.
Did that happen in AU?
No. Yeah. Age of Ultron is clearly Peter Parker, yet they squeezed that Spider-Man AU that was clearly Doc Ock. It was just...
Man.
It didn't work.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
It was, I mean, it was a neat story. We're basically showing that Doc Ock basically was doing something, went on his own and defied what the rest of the survivors wanted him to do and realized that he doomed them by not doing what they wanted him to do.
Uh-huh.
But...
Compelling.
Yeah. It was like, oh, lesson learned.
Yeah. Sarah,
the Fantastic Four one was actually pretty good. I didn't read the Avengers Assemble that came out today because I never...
Yeah.
I haven't read a single issue of Avengers Assemble. I read the Ultron one.
Uh-huh.
And it stars the young Avengers who I don't... Or no, the Runaways that I don't know at all. I've only ever read the first Runaways trade, and that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading this whole book not knowing what was going on, and then it... Like, nothing happened in it. And then it just kind of ended like it's supposed to be continued somewhere else. It was very poor. I'm going to be eating those.
I like the Runaways a lot. Did you guys read the Runaways?
No.
It was like a group of kids found out that their parents were a secret sect of supervillains. And each kid is like, I can't believe this. And then they find out they have powers through their parents. And they run away, hence the title. But, you know, it's cool. It's like they go on adventures, they bounce from hideout to hideout. And there's actually, at the end of the first series, they jump forward in time. So they start out preteens, and then you're reading, like, their adventures during their late teens.
Okay, but not knowing any of that, reading the book made no sense to me. So, Batman and... I'll just talk about this week's stuff. Batman and Robin was good. Batman was okay. Oh, Polarity was last week. That was a really neat book. About a bipolar artist who gets really famous for all these works he did before he was diagnosed when he was kind of going crazy. And then when he gets on medication, and he's fine, but now he's become very boring. So he decides, screw it, I'm going to stop taking my medication, start losing his mind again and being real creative.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has this feeling somebody's watching him and kind of goes off. And that was the end of issue one. It was very compelling. I really want to read number two, so that's a really good sign for me. Like, my typical, you know, rating style is, you know, did I want to read the next one right away? And that one, yes. So that was a cool one.
Green Lantern came out last week. I kind of
Yeah, I didn't read that.
I mean, I'm disappointed Geoff Johns is leaving, but if he wasn't going to leave, I would say just get back to writing stories for that book.
Right.
I'm tired of all this crossover.
That was one thing I said to Stewart from DC. I said, you know, it's going to be hard to keep the audience, but it's going to be nice to have Green Lantern just be a Green Lantern book, not part one of four going through all the books, and not part of a big event of, you know, how can we ramp this up? Oh, the Guardians are attacking. But even worse, now we have the first Lantern. You know, how about just a Green Lantern story where he goes off to save a planet, or he has to fight, you know, a Mongol, or he has to, you know, everything doesn't have to be so, you know, big story-wise. Give the readers a break. Let them catch their breath. Because it gets tedious event after event, you know, rolling and rolling.
They need to have an event. The way that they want to sell their books.
Yeah, well, I mean, look where Age of Ultron is selling.
I understand. I would like to see them go without an event for at least 6 months, just to see what would happen sales wise.
I would like to see them pare down each line.
Just 6 months. Just do it and try it and see what happens.
Like, do we need Green Lantern, Green Lantern Corps, Red Lanterns,
or
Green Lanterns, New Guardians? Yeah. Well, I mean, we're on the subject of Green Lantern.
In the Green Lantern universe, I get it for the most part. Green Lantern, Hal Jordan. Green Lantern Corps, Guy, Kyle, the rest of them.
Yeah.
Great. Red Lanterns, if it had a really neat story to tell about the Red Lanterns, fine. Green Lantern, New Guardians.
It was all right, but it's just, at this point, I'm going to boot it pretty soon, especially since the Larfleeze book is coming out, because Larfleeze is the best character ever.
Are you saying that you are not going to boot it?
No, he's going to get Larfleeze, though.
Oh, okay.
But boot New Guardians. The whole reason I got New Guardians is because I wanted him to be in it.
Right. So it's just, yeah, it's, I don't know. There's a little more structure, a little more, I don't want to say more editorial hand, because they seem to be having a big problem with that, but I just, give each boy, each book its voice. Why do you want me to buy this book? Mm-hmm. What's it telling me? Oh, it's telling me it's part three of a four-part, every four-part arc, and I have to read them all? No, I don't want to read that.
I mean, they've done that with the current, you know, with Wrath of the Titans, and they did that with, what was the one before that, that they did that with? When they had the $5 book, which was the last one you had to buy.
They do that a lot.
What was the last story arc in Green
Rise of the Guard, or Rage of the Guardian. Thank you.
They did it with that one. And I didn't buy none. The only ones I bought was Green Lantern. Yeah. I didn't buy the rest of them, and I really had no trouble following the story.
Even if it was a really good story, I would be hard-pressed to buy all the various titles. Yeah. But it's not even that good of a story.
Right. Now, this one, I don't know. I mean, most of them, you can just read what you want, but this one is clearly stating on top. Part four, part five, would generally you have
which
to.
Which I'm still just buying Green those. Lantern.
Okay,
and, I mean I'm still able to tell what's going on.
Blackest Night was great, but and they did it without having to make it a different part in every.
Yeah, it was it was Green Lantern, but you could read the Green Lantern core separate from it. Yeah,
I will say this one though, this issue did end with a better, you know, cliffhanger. Wanted me to see what was going to happen in the next one. The few issues before that, I could have really cared less.
Yeah, oh, they're all dead. Oh.
But now, the last one that they last week's was, you know, it seems like they're actually getting somewhere now. I guess it's almost over, though.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like it took way too long.
I agree.
Did you guys know in the 60s, Marvel was limited to 11 titles on newsstand racks?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No. Why?
You don't know why?
Well, I would like
because
to.
Because the only distributor owned DC.
Yeah.
So they intentionally limited Marvel to the number of titles they could
get
have
out.
As competition. Yeah.
So you're saying DC was unrationed, but Marvel was
correct.
Stuck with 11.
Wow. Correct.
And now Marvel decided to get revenge by releasing many titles that no one
11 times what DC releases.
Yes.
So can you guys guess what the 11 were?
Last, you mean back then?
Well, yeah,
the
one 60s. Of them would have been Spider-Man, Captain
Amazing
America,
Avengers,
yep. Fantastic
Hulk.
Four.
Nope.
No, not the Hulk.
Well, Hulk had his own book, but what happened was they had to make combo books. Like, they wanted to have a Captain America book, and they wanted to have a Nick
like
Fury
Captain
book.
Man
so
and
so
Iron
they
Man.
Had the, yeah, that's why or you Captain had America. Tales of Suspense and Tales to Astonish and Strange Tales, because they would have... Like a 12-page story and an 8-page story, and it would alternate, and they would also alternate covers.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have, Tales of Suspense was Iron Man, and then it had another story for the backup. Then you had, Ant-Man and Hulk were in Tales to Astonish, so you had, that's how they got around.
So there was no Incredible Hulk?
He had 6 issues, and then it got canceled, and then Hulk then went into Tales to Astonish. Tales to Astonish went to issue 100, or I think 100, and then, or was it 105? One or the other. And then the next issue was the new Incredible Hulk series.
Is that why Green Lantern and Green Arrow shared a book?
No, Green Arrow just became a co-star in the Green Lantern book as a story. And actually, that book got canceled, and that was continued as a backup in Flash.
Really?
Before they started it back up with number 90.
Was X-Men one of them?
I have X-Men down.
X-Men is probably
I thought
in there.
Of 8, and we've just named
so what,
the
X,
8.
So what do you have?
Thor, Cap, Iron Man, Avengers, Hulk, which would be Tales to Astonish, Amazing Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Well, okay, Thor, but that was Journey into
Journey
Mystery.
Journey into Mystery, yeah. Tales of Suspense, Tales to Astonish.
Yeah, but that would take care of Cap, Iron Man. I think that was back before they
Silver
were allowed
Surfer
to
been one
blow up. Because Cap didn't really start until late 60s.
Was Amazing
Iron
Fantasy
Man's
still
book
around?
Didn't come. No, that ended.
That would have been Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Would the Silver Surfer have been one of them?
No, because that was late. That was 70s.
Yeah, Silver Surfer was introduced in Fantastic Four 48.
That's what.
Yeah.
So. We'll have to edit out this part where we're
thinking.
Yeah,
where we don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta make it solid.
What about Doctor Strange? Did he have
He was in Strange Tales.
Okay.
What was Strange Tales?
That was another...
Was that Captain America's? No, the Tales of Suspense?
I don't know.
Man!
You ask way too many questions, Joe. You're going to have to do some investigating on that
for us.
Yeah,
talk about something else and I'll figure out
No. We'll wrap this up. You come back next week with the answers to these and many other questions.
Same bat time.
Same bat channel. So we'll wrap up there. Read more. Well, Donnie, I don't care what you do. Everybody else reads. Well, Chuck, that's the only one I'm talking to because Joe just reads trades. We'll read more this week and we'll talk about more next week. We'll see you.
Bye.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it.